I want you to take yourself back to the last holiday that you had that you thought was incredible, or potentially a holiday that you would like to go on and you have yet to book. Here with me in the studio today, I have Rob Swales from Go Cruise and Travel Harrogate. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Beth.
I mean, you would say this because you are planning holidays all the time, but isn't planning a holiday the most exciting task ever?
I think anticipation of a holiday is absolutely part of the holiday itself. The planning it, if you know what you're doing, absolutely.
So let's just start really simple then. What is Go Cruise and Travel Harrogate? What is it that you do?
Well, as our name suggests, we're a local travel agency and we specialise in cruise holidays. We represent the new arm of the travel sector, which has developed over recent years, and we sit between traditional storefront agencies, as you'd see on the high street, and web-based ones, which you see a plethora of now.
We're a hybrid.
Yes, indeed. Go Cruise and Travel itself is a national franchise, and they are one of the major players within the cruise industry. That means we have knowledge of and access to all the best deals and the best lines out there. So we give people the whole market and the best holidays. You know, the bottom line is you don't need to go to a travel agent. However, people wanting to go to a travel agent would get significant advantages.
Okay.
The main reason is that it simply doesn't cost any more to do so. The operators pay people like me to service their holidays and they build that into the price. And that's fixed whether or not the client wishes to use an agent or not. The true purpose is to help get the best holiday for you by offering expert advice and guidance where you might need it.
Which is so important because you look forward to your holidays all the time and your annual leave is precious and your time is precious and your money is precious, that when you've actually booked a holiday, to make it be the right time for you and your other half or you and your family is, I mean, that's vital, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely vital. I mean, I guess the key thing with a cruise holiday especially, I mean, if you're booking a simple flight to Spain or France or something like that, absolutely do that online. And a lot of people really enjoy putting all those things together. Obviously, my focus is about cruise holidays, and a cruise holiday, there are so many options that people don't see. I deal regularly with about 50 different cruise lines, and I would think the average person probably would struggle to name five. The whole world is open to people, from the South Pole to somewhere like Japan, Australia, New Zealand, Asia, river cruising, the list. It's not literally endless, but it almost is endless.
To
it
Mars.
Really is. Yeah, there are so many things you could do.
There's a perception that cruises are a bit boring and they're mainly for old people, you know? And I'm sure I'm not the first to say that to you.
No, absolutely.
That's not the case at all now, though, is it?
Absolutely not, no. And I think as it is now, with these mega ships, with lots to do for young people, whether it be
like
children or younger people.
And water
the flow
parks,
rider,
and, oh,
yeah, water parks, go karting, laser tag, escape rooms.
They don't have laser tag on one.
They have laser tag, yeah. Ice skating rinks, especially as families. We went on a holiday or cruise a couple of months ago now. We took our little boy with us, who's 7 years old.
Ah.
He had a great time, both with us and without us. Each of these big cruise lines have their own versions of kids' clubs, which are professionally run by young, enthusiastic people from all around the world who compete to get these jobs. So they really do know how to look after kids.
What about one of my favourite things about holidays is the eating and the drinking? How does that work on a cruise?
Eating and drinking. Well, the eating and drinking is great on a cruise. There's a saying that you can go on as a passenger and come off as cargo if you're not careful.
It is true.
Well, I'm not going to say.
One of my uncles once was on a cruise and he bought this brand new tux because you have posh dinner nights sometimes, don't you?
You can do, yes.
Not all cruises, but you do. And his tux fit him on the first formal evening. By the last one, he had to change his trousers.
I can imagine that. So, I mean, basically, to answer the two parts of that question there is that the first thing is, within a cruise, you pay a one-off fee. Different cruise ships have different number of restaurants, from three or four on the very, very smallest ships to something like 20 on the largest ships. As well as that, you can have something called speciality dining, where you pay a supplement to get a really amazing meal. The cuisine, the gastronomy, is really, really a huge part of it. It's really, really special.
You can also go to a gym. There are often gyms and exercises, and there's spas and things on cruises.
Absolutely,
as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Again, you know, the largest cruise lines will have gyms that will compete with, you know, the size of any local gym, and spas as well. Spa is a big part of going on a cruise, and again, different cruise lines have different types of spas.
Before we go then, I've got one last question to ask, but I think first it's really important to say, and then this will sound a little bit cheesy, but time is so, so precious. You know, if you, particularly if you have children, perhaps in a few years' time, they won't even want to go on holiday with mum and dad. Or maybe it's you're in a couple and you have just you and your other half. Holidays, I firmly, firmly believe, are one of the most important things you can ever do in life. But there is no denying that one of the other things they say about cruises is that they are expensive. When it comes to Go Cruise and Travel Harrogate, is that something you're asked quite a lot?
Not massively, to be perfectly honest, but I think that for whatever reason, in travel versus other areas of life, people are really, really focused on price, price, price. And when you're buying a cruise holiday, you're buying everything in one go. So the ticket price does seem expensive, or can do. And it could vary from £600 a person to £100,000 a person if you want to go on a round-the-world cruise for 6 months.
Wow,
in the best. So what we do in the industry is we talk about how much it costs you per day.
If people want to come and meet you, Rob, if they want to possibly book a holiday or maybe even just have a chat about what is cruising all about, what's the best way for them to get in touch with Go Cruise and Travel Harrogate?
Simply the best way to get in touch with me is to give me a call. My telephone number is 0800 987 5377. Being the new wave of travel agent, I'm actually based at home. I've come out and meet people in their homes. They can come and see me if they like. I can speak to them on the phone. I have a Facebook page. I have a website, Go Cruise. What I'm really trying to do is show people cruising, let them see what it is, let them experience it. Cruise holidaying is a really big, growing business in this country, so it's great to be in.
Well, Rob Swales, I shall put all the links to Go Cruise and Travel Harrogate online on our website as well. So strayfm.com/family. We'll put some lovely holiday pictures on there as well, just to get people in the mood. Rob, thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Beth.